Over 2,000 animals were treated at the BCSPCA's Wild Animal Rehabilitation Center, Wild Ark, during 2024, with 4 hailing from the Nanaimo area. Wild Ark is a BCSPCA-operated nonprofit wildlife rehabilitation center located in Victoria. While the vast majority of their intakes come from their part of the island, sometimes mid-island animals do end up in their care. Over the last year, rescues from the Nanaimo area included 2 raccoons, a hooded merganser and a wood duck, all coming in as orphans. Andrea Wallace, BCSPCA manager of wild animal welfare, said all but the wood duck had successful rehabilitations. Animals can be orphaned for a variety of reasons. They somehow get lost and separated from their mom, and that can happen if they get disturbed, potentially by an off-leash dog or some people. Wallace said, sometimes animals will get hit by cars. That's common in mammals where the mom is out while the babies are still in a den or a nest, and they might get hit by a car, so mom doesn't come back. Raccoons are common visitors at the center. During 2024, 99 different raccoons were admitted. In the case of orphaned kits, like the ones from Nanaimo, Wallace said they may require months of care before they're old enough to be returned to the wild. They go through a number of stages. They're in a nursery, then they gradually get in larger and larger enclosures until eventually they're in an outdoor enclosure, where they're being conditioned for life in the wild, so they're exposed to outdoor climates and the environment and the noises of a wild setting. After being accessed, they can be released close to where they were originally found. For birds, Wallace said they can typically be released in any suitable habitat, where they can fly and move around freely. In Wild Ark's end-of-year statistical report, the organization notes that about 80% of all intakes are due to human-related incidents, including collisions with vehicles, windows and capture by free-roaming outdoor cats or off-leash dogs. Intakes peaked in the summer, to about 400 during the month of June, which is also when all Nanaimo's rescues were admitted. The merganser was able to be released the following month, while the baby raccoons were released in September. If someone does find an injured animal, they can contact the BC SPCA Animal Helpline at 1-855-622-7722 for advice. Wallace said it's good for people to educate themselves about the animals native to their neighborhood, so they can identify when they are in need of help. We want to make sure animals truly do need help before they are rescued and brought into a rehabilitation center, and sometimes it's hard to tell. One example she gave is deer fawns, which are commonly left by their mothers in bushes for protection, and only checked up on twice a day. Recently, the North Island Wildlife Recovery Center made a social media post advising people that Anna's hummingbirds go in a torpor, which is similar to a deep sleep, during winter time. In the post, they explained people were unnecessarily bringing them the sleeping hummingbirds. To learn more on how to recognize an animal is in need of help, people can visit Wild Ark's website at https://spca.bc.ca/location/wild-ark.